Good morning, 8:07 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday, the 14th of September, 2017. Almost forgot. Yesterday was something I had to do, which was file my estimated taxes. I almost forgot. I got it in just under the wire because the deadline is the 15th, but when you file electronically, you have to do it 2 days early. So, yeah, just barely 2 days early, but I did it. And more to the point, I had the money to do it with, so that was good. So I got through the manuscript yesterday. And, all that noise about throwing it away and starting over, no, that ain't going to happen. Because there's a lot more there than I remembered putting in there. Probably because I wasn't actually able to focus for more than 20 minutes at a time when I was writing it, so I couldn't remember. Didn't remember what was there and what wasn't. So yeah, we're gonna have new words today. Kidding. Trying to get psyched for the 9 o'clock sprint window with the Working on Fixing Writers Group. The problem is that I haven't had any breakfast. I slept in this morning. It was almost 6 o'clock before I got up. I had to get the kid up. I fed her, but then didn't eat myself, which was a serious mistake. So I'm having a hard time this morning just getting enough energy to walk. Barely had a whole cup of coffee. And I'm not even sure about that. So yeah, this morning is a bit of a boondoggle. See how it works out as the day unfolds. Good morning. Poodle man. I have the big standard poodle. We met on the corner, so I didn't have a chance to get out of his way, but he took the dog out onto the street level, so we're fine. I can't decide what I want for breakfast. All I can think about is food, 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 food. I probably will do peanut butter toast. Just because the alternatives are, I could do yogurt and berries. I got a fresh tub of yogurt yesterday. Regular yogurt, not that. I have a hard time with low-fat yogurt. It's generally not as satisfying. Well, the difference, in terms of what I can eat, the difference between the two is negligible. So, plain yogurt, no sugar, no flavor, no extra flavoring, with a third of a cup of blueberries is quite nice. So I'm out a little bit later this morning because I had to drop the kid off at work and then stop at the grocery store for a couple of things. Came home and took care of the groceries and came out. So a little bit late this morning. The sun is a lot higher in the sky. It's a lot warmer. There was a lot of cloud up here half an hour ago. It's not that way anymore. A lot of it's burning off. Some high cirrus strato, strato cirrus, or strato clouds, strato cirrus. There's some strato cumulus up there as well. Mostly there's fjords of deep blue sky. Tucked away between the islands of clouds. Beautiful. It's a beautiful morning. It is a beautiful morning. I'm sweating. I'm going to be really hot going back the last quarter mile. But I'm out. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm recording. Make a merry luck Christmas. Still have that headache. I've had a headache since Sunday morning. Chalking it up to con crud. I probably got some sort of low-level infection or something. It's not like, at this point, it's not like I have a lot of choice. I can't really sit down and call for backup or anything, so. Okay, what madness is this? Guys doing the digging there. I don't know what they're doing, but they're making quite a mess. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Wooden post. Okay, quarter mile left. Well, half a mile. Half a mile left. I can do this. I have food, I have coffee waiting for me. I could get a little crazy and have a strudel this morning, but I really need to stay off the carbs. I really need to stay away from sweets. I really need to get back in the groove. I haven't even done any push-ups yet this morning. I've been doing between 50 and 75 push-ups a day, and 25 reps sets. All right. Sets of 25. So I'll do 25 and go off and do something and come back and do 25. I usually do 25 before I do my meditation, whatever that happens to be. I try to do 25 whenever I go into the other room. I'm hunched over, leaning forward. Doing laundry this morning. It's a dryer sheet smell. I went out right after the lawnmower guy was at the park. So that smelled heavenly. It was beautiful. It was cool. I was cool. The smell was, fresh mown grass. It's terrific. So I'm reading the new Duchy of Terra book, Glenn Stewart. It's off to a good start. Just got it done. I've been reading Romance by Penny Reed, her Beard series, Winston Brothers series. There are more Winston Brothers, but the books aren't out yet, so they're coming out until next year. So I found Glenn Stewart's new book. You know, I haven't crossed over into paranormal, I don't know. I don't really read much paranormal. So it's not exactly in my wheelhouse. But I think he's pretty much wrapped up the Hand of Mars series. So I've been following along. I read the first Duchy of Terror. When it first came out, I thought, okay, this is pretty cool. It's pretty much straight up military science fiction. It's not even space opera. Although I suppose it could be classified as space opera. But I call it military science fiction because it's largely military. It's about the military. It's not about the civilization. It's about the military. And while there's a certain amount of a nod given to the civilization, the story is about the military, the ship captain who has to go against all of her training, who has to go against all of her instincts, who winds up, well, I won't spell it, but it is a good series. I have been enjoying it. For all that it is military science fiction, I'm not against military science fiction. I just don't like the same story over and over. And this one is quite different. This is, as one might expect, I've been a fan of Glenn's for a long time. At any rate, that's what I'm reading. I'm still writing Suicide Run. I did manage to throw a quick post up on NathanLowell.com yesterday. The site lock people are trying to sell me business. Good morning. This is the second time they've called to tell me about vulnerabilities on my websites. First time they called, they didn't know what my websites were. And when then they did, oh yeah, well, NathanLowell.com. They wanted me to look at my dashboard on SiteLock and on GoDaddy. It's like, dude, if you don't even know, if you can't even tell where I'm registered, if you don't have any idea what the hell you're looking at, I don't have a lot of confidence that of your assessment of the threat level on my website. I'm certainly not going to pay $20 a month for you to protect it. Yeah, when I told this guy, he started talking to me about scanners and site assessments and threats and stuff. And I said, yeah, the last guy who called tried to sell me that too. He sort of backed off and got off the phone. They send you this scary email. We've detected possible malicious software on your website. No, actually they haven't. What they've done is that they've detected the version of WordPress I'm running, which is pretty hard to hide. Since it's actually hidden in the code, so if you know enough to open the view code, you can see it in the header. It's not like it's a secret. They were out of date. I had to go through. I have a lot of them. They're supposed to be updating automatically, but some of them are not. So now they're all running 4.8.4.8.1. And I left a quick note to. Yeah, the month's half over and I'm just getting around to leaving a note, sorry. Nothing's changed. I'm still working. The Audible book is out. Anybody who's looking for the Audible book already has it. But, be that as it may. Oh, yeah. At any rate, I'm almost back. Here I am. Last street. Onto sidewalk. Up to the back gate. Trash is out because it's trash day. And here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.